This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Hi, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, your daily friendly reminder. An announcement to be made that I've been teasing for a while. All right, we got a new addition. Well, new to you fine folks, because I've been holding on to this announcement because I'm kind of excited about it. But we got another coach who's going to be joining us at the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp. All right, Kenny Wilhite. Now, Kenny was an all-conference performer, standout defensive back for Coach Tom Osborne. Led not only the Huskers his senior year, but the conference in interceptions. He also has 25 years of college football coaching experience and was on the Nebraska staff for 9 years with the Huskers as well. So this is a Husker great who's going to be joining us. And man, if you want to get coached from a guy who's been doing it at the college football level for a long time with Nebraska elsewhere, he's been in charge, the head guy at some programs as well. It's Kenny Wilhite. All right, the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp, as I mentioned. Kenny, and we interviewed him. He sat right here for 30 minutes, and we interviewed him, and you couldn't even think of who it was. Like, it didn't even pop in your head, Jake.
That's right. Well, I've interviewed Kenny a few times, so maybe that's why. That interview must have blended in my mind.
We don't do anything that's unique here on the Adam Carriker Show, says Jake. All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah. The inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp. Again, if you're interested in registering and or learning more, go to CarrickerChronicles.com, the camp. All right. We'll also feature Eric Crouch, Amon Green, yours truly, and Zach Wiegert. So we got quarterbacks, running backs, linemen, DBs, and some guy who talks really fast. All right. July 9th here in Lincoln, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., K through 8th, boys and girls, T-shirts included, autographs included. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you want to learn more and or register the inaugural Carriker Chronicles football camp here in Lincoln, July 9th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., go to CarrickerChronicles.com. All right. Well, before we dive into this, there's a couple of things. So apparently, we're minus a punter versus what we were a few days ago. All right, Jack McAllister put out on X, if you probably know by now. He will be going back into the transfer portal. All right. One fan put out, not surprising a punter is entering the portal. Dana Holgerson is pretty clear that we aren't going to be punting much. And I was like, huh, I like that take on this. I don't know how much that was truly a factor, but I do love the take and I do love the reaction. But when you start to look at the portal itself, I tell you, a program that's been hit hard, Cal. You know, Cal lost their top four running backs to the portal. Did you know that, Jake?
Yeah, I saw. I think they've lost 5 of 6 now. I think they have one left.
Holy cow. All right. I'm curious to see if we just talk to any of them. The rule said we don't need to do anything in that room. But I'm just curious. Do we talk to any of them? You know, if you could add Cal starting running back to the mix, it'd depend on the NIL, the money, etc. All right. But as of 1:15 yesterday, 615 scholarship players had entered the transfer portal. That is enough to field 7 full college football teams. I just thought that was an interesting stat. All right. So Hardly Gilmore, Jake informed me during the break, has gone back to Kentucky. I wonder what that phone call was like. I don't need you. Wait, I'd like to come back. I wonder how gracious Kentucky was. They were probably pretty gracious. I mean, he's got a lot of skill on the field.
It seems to be somewhat of a theme. I saw Ryan Brown, who just announced the other day that he is leaving North Carolina. He went to Purdue. He transferred to North Carolina for the spring. Same thing as Hardly Gilmore, basically. And now he's visiting. They label it visiting West Lafayette. He doesn't have to visit it. He's been there.
That'd be like me. There's several. That'd be like me checking out Lincoln after I had left Lincoln or going back to where I grew up. Hey, I need to visit this place. He just wanted an excuse to party, let's be honest. All right, Micah Hudson, if you remember this individual, the former five-star high school recruit, signed with Texas Tech in the 2024 class, then transferred to A&M in December. He left the team shortly after arriving at College Station, and he is now in the transfer portal as well. Nebraska showed interest before. Hardly Gilmore is gone. What do you think, Jake? Is there some potential here? Serious potential. Obviously, there's potential, but serious potential of bringing Micah Hudson in potentially. Is there serious potential to potentially bring him in? Potentially. I like that word, apparently.
I think potentially. but I haven't seen anything necessarily about it, but I don't know. At this point, he seems like he would be hard to keep happy and only has a few catches in his career. So his name is through this transfer portal, through NIL, is much bigger than it would be otherwise.
All right. Mike Eckler. So here's the deal. When you look into Jack McAllister, our punter, or who was projected to be our punter entering the transfer portal, all right, it's a bit of a surprising one, for sure. I mean, there's a guy that averaged 44 yards per punt, three-year starter at Washington, punted in the national title game versus Michigan, as has been discussed in the past. All right. So he committed to Nebraska via the portal when Ed Foley was still our special teams coordinator. Ed is, as we know, Coach Foley has been relieved of his duties, and Matt Rhule hired Tennessee Volunteer Special Teams Coordinator Mike Eckler in his place. According to sources, Eckler plans to use a rugby-style punter. McAllister, Jack McAllister, is a traditional punter. It should be noted that when he hit the portal from Washington, he hit the portal because Washington was bringing in a rugby-style punter. So Mike Eckler is changing some things and doing, and obviously, you know, changing the way we're going to punt and the way we're going to approach punting and punt coverage and kick returns and punt returns. He's changing things. Hopefully for the much, 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 much better. I was tempted to say a lot more muches in there, but I did not. It's interesting to me, because the thought occurred to me, like, Jack's a really good punter. Had he for just 1 year, Mike Eckler said, all right, we'll do traditional punting for 1 year and then we'll bring in a rugby style guy next year. Camden Cook right now is the only punter we have on the roster, Sam Cook's son. So the question is Camden Cook, can he be a rugby-style punter? Are we going to go after somebody new? And obviously the coaches do what they believe is best. They're going to want to win football games, so they're going to do what they believe is best to win football games. But my thought was maybe just 1 year since you got a really good punter here, because now you got to go find what you're looking for unless you believe Camden Cook is that guy, which is a little bit of a bind. But what are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on going to rugby-style punting? What are your thoughts on Jack hitting the portal and Mike Eckler changing a whole bunch of these things? And should they have maybe just given it a year since you had a good traditional punter here and then gone to the rugby-style punting? Or is it good just to, let's get into this now and we'll figure out who's going to punt the ball?
Well, as we know, I mean, the blocks were a big deal last year, so getting a guy on the move, I mean, could be beneficial. Rugby-style punting, for those that don't know, the punters are kind of in the move instead of kind of traditionally standing up. They think they can kind of get the ball to roll a little bit more too. Generally don't have as many returns. So it's a style that a lot of teams have gone to. It's just kind of unfortunate with the timing. Like you said, McAllister brought in before they made the special teams hire. The special teams coach Mike Eckler wants to go in a different route. But it was something I'm sure they considered. I think Matt Rhule is speaking up at the press conference now, said that they might go after another guy too, a rugby style punter. So I don't know, because I my initial thoughts were, okay, Camden Cook must be have won that battle if they're kind of doing that that route in this spring practice, this spring session. But apparently they're still going to go out there and get somebody. It's a little bit uneasy. You know, I you got to trust the process, trust Eckler. But with how bad that special teams unit was, and with how good we talk about that transfer portal class coming in, we said, well, not every guys of these guys are going to, you know, make it and be great at Nebraska. Now we've seen Hardly Gilmore. Now we've seen Jack McAllister leave. It lets you know that that's definitely the case. But I definitely would give some thought to it. But if that's what they want to do and their special teams moving forward, and he doesn't kind of fit that, then I guess it makes sense. Not the biggest deal in the world, right? It's a punter, but it was a proven punter. And that was about the one thing that Nebraska had going for it last year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
With Boom Sheedy, now that he's gone, I mean, you just hate to see them get better in all these areas of special teams and then not have a punter to, you know, show it off.
I just saw Alex Bullock has entered the transfer portal as well. Nebraska wide receiver, 16 catches for 233 yards is his and a touchdown is his career stats. Wish him the best. Obviously, they're doing what they believe is best. I guarantee it was talked about, hey, we got a good traditional punter. They probably are like, no, if we're going to change these, let's change things now. And they obviously already have somebody else in mind. So I'm excited to see who we bring in, what this looks like. Here's what I know. Eckler's stats, not his stats, but his special team stats while he was the special teams coordinator there at Tennessee is pretty freaking phenomenal. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do. I'm really excited to see what we can do with the return game. We've had like no return game to speak of. DeMarne Pearson-Nell's freshman year? Is that really the last time? And I know that's just an exceptional returner there. Like that's one of the all-time greats. But I'm trying to think of, all right, who was like dangerous? Just I use the word, not even good, great, anything. Just dangerous since then. I'm having a hard time coming up with somebody.
Yeah. Ja'Cory Barney had one good kick return last year.
He's dangerous, but not a ton of opportunities.
No. I wouldn't. I would say it'd probably be since DPE.
See what happens. I want to see a consistent pass rusher at some point, too. Ty Robinson did really, really well being a 3-3-5 defensive end. It's really been since Randy Gregory, probably. And his senior year, he was banged up. Was it really mostly his junior year? Because he got banged up his senior year. I mean, that's too long ago for all this stuff. So.
Well, it might be why you've only been to one bowl game.
Very true. All right, I'm curious to see what else we do differently on special teams, and I'm excited to see the direction that it goes. All right, you probably saw this, but Lee Corso, his final college game day show will take place week one of the 2025 season. He was on college game day for 38 years. Man. Dude, my earliest memories are like, the ones that stick out in my head are like him and Kirk and Fowler at the Fiesta Bowl for whatever reason versus Florida. I don't know why I know why it sticks out to me because I'm a Nebraska guy and they were young and it was years ago and I was like 11. But man, what a legendary career. I remember. And now when you think about Saban and some of the things he says now, it's like nothing. I was in DC and it's a Saturday. Game day was on my TV. I went to team meetings, the walkthrough on Saturday was a home game. I came home and all of a sudden Corso was on my screen apologizing because he swore on national TV. And to this day, he dropped like an F-bomb or something. He didn't mean to. Yeah. Now you listen to things Nick Saban says. It's like nothing, man. But man, what a legendary career Lee Corso has had. The picks, the headgear, all that stuff. Dude, what are some of your favorite Lee Corso moments from over the years?
Oh man, I mean, it's hard to like break down into one, but I mean, it was part of what I love about college football. You know, I kind of grew up with him already being college game day, being part of what college football was, and it really drew me to it. Over the last couple of years, you know, Big Noon, I think they've been competitive, and you know, so I guess maybe I have dialed down my college game day viewing experience, and I know he's kind of taken on lesser of a role as well, but. I mean, when I think college football, Lee Corso is going to be simultaneous with it. Those headgear picks, I don't know if they're going to try to get Pat McAfee or somebody else to do that moving forward, but it was just so special and exciting and fun. And, you know, he had his little not-so-fast phrases and stuff you could kind of look forward to. Him and Herb Street making just a great, you know, a great package together. So naturally I'm going to think of the times that he did come. There weren't that many college game day here at Nebraska. I went to the one in 07 versus USC. That did not turn out well, but it was in Masside Memorial Stadium. So it was a cool experience. And then I was able to work actually, for a four-letter network, we'll put it that way, when college game day came to Lincoln this last time out against Ohio State. Also did not turn out too well for the Huskers on the field, but was one of my favorite experiences working in sports. So I'm rambling on here, but I love Lee Corso. So I really I understand that it's a day that was going to happen. Maybe some would say too late, but I just can't get enough of him.
Oh, I'm with you. I mean, you could see it coming, recently, but I think that's why they brought on Saban and McAfee, and things always have to evolve and change anyways. And man, just a legendary career. Random out of nowhere, because you referenced a four-letter word. Ford or Chevy?
For me, I'm not big, I guess Chevy, but I'm not huge one way or the other.
My dad considers Ford to be a four-letter word, just FYI.
Mm.
He calls another four-letter F word is what he calls. He's not a Ford fan. what I'm getting at.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm. He's saying, not a yeah. Ford guy. Is what I'm saying. I've never had a big preference one way or the other. But I was when you said four letter word and I was like, it made me think of my dad and some of the rants he's gone on over the years. But absolutely, Lee Corso, absolute freaking legend, gonna be missed. One of the greats of all time when it comes to endearing and bringing in an audience and endearing people to a particular sport or game, and in this case, college football. All right, we do a little bit of a Husker sports roundup real quick before we go to break. And then we got some press conferences to react to. I'm hoping we're going to get some notes on Matt Rhule here shortly. I'll give some quick thoughts on Butler from the other day and Riley Van Poppel, who looks like a guy who's ready to make some plays if you just look at him. All right, Nebraska basketball, back-to-back 20-plus win seasons. Nebraska's 21 wins in 2024. 2025 ties for seventh on the all-time school list. Nebraska has won 44 games in the past two seasons, and that's the second highest two-year total in school history, obviously winning the Crown Championship, second postseason tournament style championship. Nebraska softball moves up to number 18 in the country. They've been doing really well, as I mentioned on my previous show. Jordy Ball on Tuesday. Jordy Ball just doing her Jordy Ball thing, 1.33 ERA, 175 strikeouts, and she has 12 home runs, which somebody, when they sent this, says a career high. Well, yeah, one would be a career high. She never batted at Oklahoma, but still pretty awesome either way. Lexi Rodriguez, I'm sure you've seen this. All right. She wins the prestigious AAU James E. Sullivan Award. She joins an elite group of athletes and is only the third volleyball player in history to earn that honor. All right, Rodriguez is the first Nebraska volleyball player and second ever Husker student athlete, Rulon Gardner being the other, all right, in 2000 to receive the honor. I thought that that was pretty cool, pretty rare, pretty special, rarefied air for Lexi. All right, it was good. I hate it when we lose. Like I show Creighton love. Okay, I bring the volleyball coach on, and I bring other people on. I show Creighton love because they're a Nebraska team. But God, do I hate it when we lose to them. I hate it when we lose to them in basketball and baseball and any sport. So even though this is 2 days old, I didn't have a show yesterday. Nebraska baseball beats Creighton 6-3. That was a nice little win to see. All right, as far as Nebraska women's basketball, they had another transfer, their third transfer this offseason. Maryland transfer Emily Fisher is committed to Nebraska. The 6-foot sophomore averaged 2 points a game last season. All right, when it comes to Nebraska volleyball, Kenna Coghill signed her paperwork today, become an official part of the Nebraska volleyball program. The 6-foot-4 middle will join the team this summer. And you know what? Mike Leach, one of a kind. When I saw this, I was like, oh, this would have been the most Mike Leach thing ever, and it would have been phenomenal. And I sent it to Jake, and I said, can we talk about this on air? He said, yeah, I think it'd be great. Mike Leach was talked down from lining up a little person in the backfield and then throwing them over the line of scrimmage in short yardage and goal line situations. He said, other than the optics of doing this, why wouldn't this be allowed? And logistically, shouldn't it work? What a phenomenal strategy. How are they going to stop that? Jake, how would you even try to stop that?
I don't know. My fear would be, I mean, obviously trying to bat him down. Or right. Maybe you could intercept him.
Well, you'd be in the end zone, though. Yeah. Just, again, outside the box thinking. This is the type of stuff I want to hear from Matt Rhule. Outside the box thinking, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. All right. So, is there a live stream of the Rhule press conference?
Yes.
There is. All right. Do you have any notes to this point yet, Jake?
Yes, we do. It's an interesting one.
Ooh. All right. Send those to me. We shall talk about them when we come back.